It is National Taffy Day. It's also National Lucky Penny Day. Oh, and that's it. It's, you know, I don't like taffy.
Clutch the pearls.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, I don't like taffy, and that's it.
Yes! Well, hello, Big Fatty. You don't have the microhoist over. There we go. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. And this is episode 4785. BFO for Thursday, the 11th of June, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Big Fatty, you fucked that up. Oh, dear, I see. Hello, Tickler's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're ticklish today because, y'all, I've got a little tickle in my throat. Big Fatty, is it a gentleman caller induced? No, it's not. And I've got a little, I don't want to say brain fog, but I can feel my brain. Big Fatty, kind of like Nessa feeling her face. Well, kinda, but I mean, I can just tell that it's there, and I can tell it's there. Yes, because it's always good to tell if your brain is there. Well, you know, you probably couldn't tell that from the start of the little show. Oh, Big Fatty, we're used to you fucking it all up. Carry on.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dull is the word that I was searching for to describe kind of how my head is.
Big Fatty, we're doing the celebration. Oh, y'all, today, the 11th of June, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I have met this person many, 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 many times. Y'all, at the Good Days, at Vodka Fest, what else did I meet? Oh, at the Pride 48 there in New Orleans a couple of times. Y'all, just absolutely one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. Y'all, she owns a room when she walks into it. Yes, Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, she owns a room when she walks into it. Y'all, I don't know anyone who doesn't like this person. Big Fatty, I think I just heard someone a little bit earlier saying they didn't like this person. Well, I don't know if that's right or not, but y'all, I am talking about one of the co-hosts of the Morning Rollout. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Taffy Carlisle Huffington. Big Fatty, we love Taffy Carlisle Huffington. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Taffy on any of the social medias, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope she gets a big old piece of tank. Oh, you gay? Although, Big Fatty, I understand tank has a big old piece. Big Fatty, I made it all go.
It's time for Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Well, y'all, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, I've got an e-letter today. Now, y'all, this all happened
on two, I say Tuesday evening. Y'all, the turnip head up there in the northern Mexico, he sent Big Fatty a message on the blue butterfly saying, did you recently get an e-letter from me? And I said, I don't recall one, but I'll go and look. And y'all, the last thing I got from the turnip head was his entries into naming the mechanicals. But that was back in March. And so he says, well, I've sent a couple of e-letters in the past, and I never heard back from you, and I didn't know if you just weren't interested or what. And I said, no, I do my best to respond to everyone's e-letters. Now, sometimes I miss some of the comments over there at the www, but anyway, and he says, so the point of that is, y'all, if you've sent Big Fatty e-letters and I hadn't responded to you, let me know, because I don't know if it's if it's my e-letter thing, or if it's this is a one-off, or perhaps the inner tubes had gas when he sent. Oh yes, Big Fatty. So he sent me the e-letter on his non-turnip head account. And y'all, I just thought I'd read this to you, because it's kind of I haven't read it, but anyway, here it is. It says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I've been really enjoying Ruination the early years, partly for the nostalgia, partly for the archive dive, and partly because the AI-generated recap format has turned into this unexpectedly fascinating study and context. The funny mistakes are obviously a huge part of the charm. When the system gets a name, nickname, relationship, inflection, or bit just slightly wrong, it becomes hilarious in that very specific. The computer tried, bless its heart, end quote, way. But the more I listen, the more I find myself thinking about something underneath the goofiness. I'm working through a couple of editorial angles about context, archives, queer community, and how meaning gets carried by people rather than just by the literal words in a transcript. What keeps standing out to me is that Ruination the Early Years does not only revisit old episodes, it reflects them back through something that was not there, does not know the room, and cannot always understand why something mattered. That makes the mistakes funny, but it also makes the whole project unexpectedly meaningful. So I wanted to ask you a few questions that go a little deeper than the AI bloopers. Big Fatty, this has turned into Ask Big Fatty. It has, hasn't it?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
And his first one is, what has surprised you most about hearing the old shows reinterpreted this way? Well, first of all, Turnpin, this is an excellent question, because I'm surprised at how little I remember. But some of the things that I remember, I am just like, why did I remember that? I'm also surprised by
hearing the names of folks that communicate and everything, and I find it interesting how Gail and King try to make sense out of what Big Fatty is doing and what Big Fatty is talking about. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, next question is, has anything disappointed you, either in what the system misses, what it flattens, or what it cannot seem to understand? Well, you know, Gail and King are not known for their expertise, and I won't say I'm disappointed. It's just, there's just some things that I'm just like, where the fuck did you get that? And, you know, it makes me scratch my head. And, you know, I try to walk it back and figure out where they came up with different things. But, y'all, they're just crazy. They're just crazy is what I've got to say. Now, y'all, the turnip head has several more questions, so I'm just going to stop right there for today, and we'll come back and answer the remainder. I think there were three more questions, and then some closing remarks. We'll come back and answer those on tomorrow's little show. Yes, Big Fatty, you need content. It's true. But before the time gets away from me, let's do this. Dear Gussie, y'all, the Laughing Buddha, y'all, his electricity got knocked out on Tuesday night and hadn't come on when he got up on Wednesday morning. Y'all had to delay his call free. But before the storms moved through, y'all, he went and purchased petroleum products, $4.15 a gallon for the Laughing Buddha up there in the St. Paul. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, I like this. Yeah, this is the early show back in the day. y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I got a message from the NIP saying, do you have a pencil sharpener? I said, yes. He says, I'd like to come down and sharpen my pencils. I said, all right. So, y'all, he came down. I guess it was, y'all, I'd got mature and was playing a little Candy Crush in the chamber. Wasn't napping or anything, but anyway, he came down. It was, I guess it was about 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, in the evening. And so he comes in and he sharpens his pencils. And y'all, then he goes to sit down, like we're going to have a little chitter chat. And I'm standing up and he goes, you got someplace to go? I said, yes, I'm going to Shady Pines. Oh, I forgot it was Tuesday. He says, you know, I think I want to go today, if that's okay. I said, come on. So, y'all, we had to go by his house so he could put his pencils away. Big, ready, vulgar. And he wanted to get his billfold and change his shirt real quick to a collared shirt. And so he did all of that and ran back out. We got an Earl Grey and went over. Y'all, we had a lovely supper over there at the Shady Pines. Y'all, I had that springtime solid with the strawberries and grapes and oranges and almonds and feta cheese. And y'all, it's just good. And a poppy seed dressing. And it wasn't too much. It wasn't too filling or anything like that. And the NIP had the Turkey Club sandwich with a baked potato and some mixed vegetables. Y'all, he only ate half of it. Y'all, it was huge. Huge! But he brought the other half home. And y'all, about halfway through the meal, you know what? Let's do this.
Shenanigan. Have some fun and play shenanigan.
About halfway through the meal, he started fiddling with his shirt up near the collar, and I'm like, what are you doing? He says, I've buttoned my shirt wrong. And y'all, So, you know, rather than the top button going into the top buttonhole, the top button went into the buttonhole below the top button. So, y'all, when he stood up to leave come back home, y'all, his shirt was askew, as they say. Y'all, he looked like he lived there at Shady Pines. It's just, bless his heart. Does someone need to dress him now? Does he need to go into, what is that called? What kind of therapy is that? It's, you know, where they help you brush your teeth and button your clothes and all that. I don't remember what the name of it is. Yes, because it's because you're crazy. It's true. But anyway, y'all got home after that. And then, of course, I watched the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And then after that, y'all turned on the Atlanta Braves. Y'all, they're up there in the Chicago's playing the bleached out hosiery. They lost in extra innings. They were winning 4-2 when I went to bed, and they lost 6-5. Anyway, hopefully they'll do better Wednesday night. And I had just taken my go to bed pills when Herbert, Brady, what are you doing? Y'all, it was my 33-year-old. He said, can I stop by for a little while? I said, well, it'll have to be quick because I've already taken my go-to-bed pills. And y'all, he gets distracted on the inner tubes. And so it was like 10 minutes later, he comes back and says, oh, I need to get a shower before I can come over. I said, we're just going to have to postpone it. I know those of you out there are saying, Big Fatty postponed a gentleman caller, the humanity of it all. So he did not come over. Y'all, I slept like a baby, got up on Wednesday morning, had my brofkas, had some of Gay Country West's white bread. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Toasted and had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, and y'all, then I did my nipple walking inside the villa. Y'all, it's hot. It's hot over here. And so I walked 5 miles inside the villa here and was ready to go at 11 a.m. in the morning, which was our predetermined point of departure. And so I went by and I picked up the nip, and we went and we were off. We were off to get Earl Grey washed, and from there, we went to the Vonsies. Big Fatty, you don't have time to do the Vonsies, even though you didn't get a whole lot. You just don't have time. We'll have to do the Vonsies coupon tomorrow then. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. y'all, I trying to think if there's something else I need to tell you. If there is, I don't know what it is. But anyway, y'all, like I say, I know it's hot lots of places, so y'all be careful out there. You stay hydrated. Yes, Big Fatty. Stinkpot doesn't have any problem with that. He loves to stay hydrated. Well, yes. Yes, he does. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was that Adam Burns, you know, the geeky gay, and, you know, he's... He's gone on hiatus with his little show, but Adam, given the celebrity exiting today, is there anything you want to say?
You know, I don't like Taffy, and that's it.
Now, Big Fat, is he referring to Taffy Carlisle Huffington or cousin Saltwater Taffy?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yeah!
Yes.
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.